Well, good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath. Have you ever heard maybe your aunt or uncle or brother or sister, maybe mom or dad ever tell you, what are you doing? The Ten Commandments have been done away. Just love God. Just love your neighbor. That's all you have to do. But little do they know that the Ten Commandments actually show you how to love your God and how to love your neighbor. The first four show you how to love God, and the next six, how to love your neighbor. Now, brethren, nowadays, people have made God to seem as if he was some sort of a fairy tale, a make-believe comic book hero. You bring up God in any conversation, and your opinion quickly gets discredited. You're looked as a weirdo or a wacko, or worse, no one wants to be seen this way, but they look at you as uneducated. Little do they know that the solutions to the world's problems is living his way by following his Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, the law of God, some people have loved, others have hated, and all have transgressed. The Ten Commandments, they have been cursed, maligned, distorted, vilified, and some, by human arguments, have tried to do away with them. A small few of the obedient have experienced the blessings they can bring. David said, "Oh, how I love thy law," and called it perfect. Paul called it holy, just, and good. Jesus honored, magnified, obeyed, and commanded obedience to the Ten Commandments. But to most people, they remain an enigma that has never been truly understood by them. The Ten Commandments, this living law, it is soon to be the basic law of a peaceful, prosperous, joyful world that is to come. Brethren, some people don't think that the Bible contains a real way to peace and happiness and success. But it does. It is the way of life based upon a spiritual law that is moving. It is active and it is real. It's as real as the law of gravity. It is a way to live by and also to be blessed. Brethren, I don't know if you've seen it, but I mean, since when I was younger, I thought things would remain the same. But you, little by little, you see this lawless age. Crime and violence are increasing at a fateful rate. For millions of people, there's practically no respect for law or constituted authority, either that of God or of man. Of course, internationally, nations live in daily fear because they know that the so-called guarantees and treaties of peace are really not worth the paper that they are written on. There is no law, respect for no authority among the nations of the world, and this is the world in which we live in, brethren. Men have lost a deep respect for law because they have forgotten the very source of all law and authority. And your Bible says in James 4, verse 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. That lawgiver is Almighty God. In their modern search for a man-devised peace of mind, or a religion that satisfies, men have forgotten about the great God who rules the universe. And then you kind of wonder why some of our young people, the leaders of tomorrow, have such a lawless attitude. Brethren, schools. I've been to school, and they act from September 1st to June 30th as if there was no God. There's an absence of moral values in our youth resulting from this attitude. And I remember it because they never spoke about God in school. It was as if he never existed. When you leave the true God out, there is no real standard of behavior left. The result is spiritual chaos and lawlessness and wretchedness in the human heart. Brethren, you've noticed in all present-day religious denominations, the tendency is to modernize and to democratize God. I one time went to some services. They invited me, and I was like, I didn't really want to go, but I didn't want to disrespect them. And everyone there was dressed like, I don't know, like if they were out at the park. You know, everybody was relaxed and purchasing their coffee at a place right there and just drinking on some sofas and just real relaxed. It was a very hippie atmosphere. And I was like, is this a way to honor God? Just sipping your latte and making money? I didn't see it that way. They want to do away with his authority and his rule and his creation and us, his creatures. There are very few truly God-fearing men left on this earth today, brethren. Having made their imaginative pet God in their own mind, men certainly do not stand in awe and a deep respect for such a God. They do not fear their God, and they certainly do not obey this creature of their own imagination. Yet the real message of Jesus Christ was about the God who created and now rules this earth. He was the God who blessed men for obedience to his laws and who punished for disobedience. The Jesus Christ of our Bible always preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. And in modern language, brethren, he preached the happy news of the government of God, the rule of God. He said in Mark 1, verse 15, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." But before you can sincerely believe and accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and have his shed blood cover our sins, we must repent. But repent of what, you might say? Repent of sin. Brethren, I'm pretty sure we all know, but what is sin? Despite the contradictory ideas and generalizations of today's religious denominations, your Bible clearly states sin is the transgression of the law. It says it in 1 John 3, verse 4. Sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is breaking God's spiritual law, the Ten Commandments. That is definitely and specifically what sin is. Before God will forgive us of past sins, we must first repent of breaking his law. We must learn to fear and respect God as the supreme ruler of this universe and as our king and our ruler. Solomon, brethren, the wisest man who ever lived, was inspired to write in Proverbs 1 verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." This godly fear is by no means some sort of personal dread, but a deep respect and a reverence for the great office and authority of God, for his divine power, his wisdom, and his love. Without faith in such a great and real God, man is incomplete, cut off from the true God of law and order. Man is purposeless, empty, frustrated, and confused. And don't you see that with today? With all the drugs that everyone's taking, with all the alcohol that everyone wants to consume, they're looking for a way to escape from all this, brethren. A way to escape reality, to numb the pain. The way out of modern man's emptiness and confusion may sound simple to some, but it is real and it works, brethren. It is simply that man must quit worshiping false gods. Man must return to the God of the Bible, the God of creation, the God who rules this universe, living his way to the fulfillment of man's desire for a happy, abundant, and purposeful life. God inspired these words at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. "The end of the matter all having been heard, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. Brethren, man is frustrated and incomplete without this living vital contact with God. Walking his way, keeping his commandments, obedience to God's commandments, would bring peace and fulfillment and joy to all the nations and to all the peoples of the earth. It is the real answer to all of our problems, brethren, individually and collectively. It is the way of life. Jesus Christ is going to teach this when he returns to rule this world. Brethren, do we really understand God's commandments? The prophet David was a man after God's own heart. He was used as a type of Christ and will rule directly under Christ over the entire nation of Israel in the soon coming millennium, when Christ will bring peace on this earth. David wrote in Psalm 119, verse 97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." David studied and pondered over God's law all day long. He learned how to apply it in every situation. This gave David wisdom. Continuing in verse 98, "Though thou thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies." God's law showed David the way to go, the way of life. In verse one, continuing in verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Throughout this 119th Psalm, David declared how he loved God's law and used it as a guide in his life. Brethren, do we use this as a guide in our life? Many people don't, brethren. And this is because most of them have been taught that God's law has been done away with. Or they've simply not realized that it is the only way of life that would bring happiness and joy. They haven't realized that God's law reveals the nature and character of God himself. And God commands us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Remember, brethren, that the true Christians, this little flock of Jesus, are described as those which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And it says that in Revelation 12, verse 17. Let me read that again, brethren. "Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." And God gives this description of the character of the saints. "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ." In conclusion, brethren, if we are to be counted among God's true saints who will escape the seven last plagues, we will have to have a living faith.